going to study from the Sfatemes Parsha Shlach, Shnas Tov Reish Nun Gimel. Tov Reish Nun Gimel on page 140 in these editions of the Sfatemes. The Sfatemes gives us insight into the Meraglim and into the debacle of the Meraglim, what they were thinking, what went wrong. But interestingly, we gain this insight through the Mapilim, meaning through those who insisted on trying to go up and conquering Eretz Yisrael, in spite of the fact that Moshe said, Lamazatem Oivrim es pi Hashem, you're not allowed to do this. You're violating the word of Hashem. V'hi lois itzloch. Anytime you violate the word of Hashem, it will not succeed. There are some approaches who say that it means, Oivrim es pi Hashem lois itzloch, no matter what the matter is. Not just v'hi lois itzloch, meaning this effort won't succeed. It won't work. Al ta'alu ki ein Hashem bekirbecha. If Hashem's not with you, then you won't succeed. So don't go. So you're not beaten, and they were, to a man. Now, the Mapilim are understood to have been chayze b'tshuva. They did tshuva. Farshim say that these were not necessarily people who said, we are strong enough. We have the might that it takes. Particularly since they were just so few in number. So then they clearly didn't really believe that humanly they're going to be the ones to conquer the land. But they said, we were wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and will deliver our enemies into our hands. And so we're going to take the fight to them right now. And they really were Chayzrei B'tshuva. But then they made matters worse because of the next chet, where Hashem says, you're right. Were I with you, these enemies mean nothing. Nothing. Can blow them away, you know, with the back of my hand. Of course. And you believe that, and I know you believe that. You finally believe that, but you didn't when you had to. So don't go, because I have taken on it with a solemn oath that this door, your door, is not entering the land. Let's see the Sfasemis inside. What is it that condemns the Mapila? Why were they so deadly wrong? Or in other words, in the words of the Sfasemes, why is it that they're tshuva, and they really did tshuva? You're right, we have to be talking, we have to be talking, we have to be talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, will destroy, will decimate these Kenanim, all 31 Malachim, backhandedly. They meant it. They meant it. They believed it.
They repeat the same thing. They're not listening to Hashem. And what? Good attention, not tshuva, tshuva. In both sessions, they didn't hear listen to Hashem and
no need. No, that's why they were struck down, because they didn't listen to Hashem. But why didn't Hashem accept their tshuva?
This is really interesting.
Why didn't Hashem accept their tshuva? Let's see it inside. Be'inyan chet ha-meraglim, u'metzinu akasha amru, where they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yashkimu v'barker v'yalu eloi shahar lemor, hinenu, we're here, we're answering the call, v'alinu elamachem asher amar Hashem, Kichotonu. We don't want to go back to Mitzrayim. That was a terrible chet. To not believe, and then to think that we're better off turning back to go back to Mitzrayim. No, chotonu. So they have charata, they're doing tshuva, and they say, we're going to go. Anachnu na'ale. Mekal makam le'niskabel tshuvasam. But the tshuva was not accepted. Now, Sasemis explains. The Isa. Because the Gemara tells us on the Pasuk, V'yahavto, Eis Hashem elokechem, cholavavcho, uvachol napshcho, uvachol ma'idecho. Mo'idecho is understood. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, Bechol midah shemoided lecha. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out, whatever Hashem gives us, as we say proverbially, whatever Hashem dishes up, have moideloi, thank Him, mo'id, mo'id. Now it's very interesting, Sfasemis doesn't point it out, but it's kind of obvious that that's what Yeshua and Kalev said, Tov Haaretz, mo'id, mo'id. That's not by accident that the Lashon there also is that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, you have to be Ma'idala. Thank Him. Ma'id, Ma'id. And the explanation is not that it's sufficient. Oh, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would have wanted more, but this, if you know that this is all I need, then this is all. No. Even when it apparently feels like it's wrong, that it's hurtful, painful, problematic, whatever Hashem gives us, say thank you, ma'od ma'od. Kol midah, even if it's midas peranos, even if it's clear that this is not what we would call good, a gift. It's a gift. It's a matana. That's the tough. That's the tough. This is better for me. Why exactly? Sometimes we are able to know. Many times we're not able to know at all. But this is the tithe for me. That's what the Mishnah means. And he explains this explicitly. Sasemes in Tav Reish Nun Beis, a year earlier, he quoted this Medrash, and he says, what we're supposed to do, you don't have this here, I'll say it outside. L'hiyais kol haratzon. What we have to do is we want so badly l'kabel matnas shamayim, to receive and accept what Hashem gives us. Kipi ritzono yisparach, the way He wants us to accept it. V'hayutzrichin b'nei Yisrael l'ha'amin. What we needed to do was to believe. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bochar lanu aretz. Hashem says, this is the land for you. These are the people you have to conquer. These are the challenges you have to meet. This is for you. Umakim hamuyuchad lanu. That's special for us. With all of the challenges. That's what's best for you, Am Yisrael. V'hine. Let's see back in our text. Tav Reish Nun Gimel. Top line. Last word on the line. On page 141. V'hine. Eretz Yisrael shebachar lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvaruch Shemayim. Bevadai hi hatoyva lanu. That is the best land. It's the best homeland for Am Yisrael. Lanu. Mikol ha'aretz. K'mo shekasuv, as it says, this is a medrash vayikra rabba. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, no less, says on the pasuk in Chavakuk, Amad v'aymoydeid aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the world and takes the measure and looks at the quality of every place and every land and says, this is for Am Yisrael. In other words, that the pasuk in Chavakuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyached Eretz Yisrael because it has a nature that's specifically correct for Am Yisrael. Meaning, it's good for Am Yisrael. That the Tov HaAretz Ma'od Ma'od is for Am Yisrael. It's Ma'od Ma'od. That doesn't mean that it's Tov HaAretz Ma'od Ma'od objectively. Normally we think the pasuk is saying, oh, it's a wonderful land. It flows with milk and honey. And that's it. No, that's not what it means. It means that it's toiv for us. And the challenges that will have to be met, they're good for us. They bring out the best in us. That's what toiv in Eretz Yisrael really means. V'amraglim amru, Eretz Echelis Yeshvahi. They saw all these funerals taking place. So, of course, Chazal tell us, well, that was Hashem was doing us and doing the miraglim a kindness because if not for all of those funerals and all of those deaths at that time, maybe there's some kind of a plague that spread at the time. But if not for that, the miraglim would have been found out. The spies would not have been able to do reconnaissance all over the country, crisscrossing from north and south, east and west, without being found, without being discovered. Oh, but they were so busy with all of these levites. But no, it is an Eretz Ocheles Yoshev. It really is. But that's something that is going to happen, and as he's going to explain, is going to happen for others. The land is not naturally different from other places or better, but for Am Yisrael, it's made better. He explains, for her remez. The remez of the fact that they said it's an Eretz Echeles Yeshvah, a land that devours people who try to inhabit. The remez is, Ki Eretz Yisrael al dino kayemo. It's a land where, if you want to live here, you have to live up to a certain standard. We know famously that indeed the people who were there for us, the Emori, they had to come to a point where their decadent way of life and their sinfulness rose, or sank, I should say, to such a terrible level that the land literally regurgitated them. Like the Pasuk says, "V'leisaki ha'aretz." We don't want that to happen to you, Eretz Yisrael, because this is a land that will literally take exception people who are living in that land, behave, and will regurgitate them, will spit them out, in the words of the Torah, because it's a place, it's a land, Aldina Kaima, where, as in Bereshit, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm creating the world with Elohim. That's where Eretz Yisrael starts. Kidisa Bezer HaKadosh. Bezer HaKadosh describes how Yaakov Avinu realizes, when he wakes up in the morning, says, Ein Zekiim Beis Elohim. What? Beis Elohim? Why? It's in Eretz Yisrael. It's the most holy place in Eretz Yisrael. You should call it the Beis Hashem. Yudkei Vavkei. No. It's the Beis Elohim. Ma'anoyra. Hamokim. Oh, because that's the height of what Eretz Yisrael is, a place where Albino Kayama. It exists by a standard of din, of strict judgment. Uksiv, Hashem Elokecha, Eish, Oichlohu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a fire. Av Alpi Kain. Yes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is fire. Nevertheless, Am Yisrael will be able to and is destined to be with Hashem forever. Why? Atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokecha. Somehow, miraculously, even though Hashem is fire, but hadveikim b'Hashem Elokecha chayim kulchem hayoyim. Now, this idea is also discussed, was discussed earlier by the Balatanya in Likutei Torah, where he says that the Meraglim understood this very fearsome land, it's a dangerous land, and we're not going to be able to withstand all of the challenges, material challenges, spiritual challenges. Well, we're not up to it. We'll be destroyed. We don't have the deserve. We don't have what it takes. And on paper, so to speak, they're not wrong. And they look at the land, in the words of the Balatanya, they look at the land and they say, it's going to destroy us. It'll be mevatel us. We can't humanly live here. And the answer is, you're right, you can't humanly live. So what should you do? Be mevatel yourself. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Hadveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem. Hadveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem means you are not independent. You are not of your own making. You're not of your own being. You are totally submitted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Atem Hadveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem. Then, Chayim Kulchem, you'll live. The irony is that if you think that you have humanly the ability to rise up to the challenges of what it takes to live here and survive here, you may not make it, but if you submit totally and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm yours. I'm totally yours. I have betachin, therefore, that how you want me to live, if you want me to live, what you wish me to live and have or not have here in Eretz Yisrael, I totally, totally, totally submit to you. That's Atam HaVikma. And then, Chayim Kulchem. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, because that's the door. I mean, just let's add, it doesn't say this, Hashem said, that's the door after the door HaMikvah. That's the door that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to him when he said, Atem Hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem. You, Chaim Kulchem. Because what they've learned from the mistake of the Meraglim is, and of course, humanly, you're not going to conquer the land. And yes, it's an Eretz Achelus Yeshneho. It's a very tough place. Very challenging place. And the Torah says so in very, very different ways. Also, famously, the Torah says, oh, it's Eretz Mitzrayim. You have the Nile River. The Nile River flows and swells up. And the water rises, and you draw the water, and you do irrigation, and you have a fertile valley using the Nile. I mean, and that was until recent times, until they Aswan Dam. Until that point, the Nile was flowing full. You could, all the fields on either side of the Nile, for miles, and miles and miles, fertile ground. No problem producing agriculturally. All the food you want, the cotton, whatever you want. And Eretz Yisrael. We have to wait for it to rain. It's a completely different kind of land. Very different. So yes, it's a land where, yeah, Albina Kaima. It works and runs. Alpimidas Hadin. But don't be afraid of that. Don't shy away from it. Because if you are Drekim Hashem, Alekechim Chayim Kulch. And that's what the Mapilim, that's what, that one final step that the Mapilim didn't take. Is to say that we understand that it's a land of din, but we have mevatel ourselves. We completely mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just trusting that, miracles are going to happen. It's not about miracles. It's about gaining a sense of betachen to that degree that you have no decision to make. It's not up to you, and you know it's not up to you. Well, if it's not up to you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't go, so then you don't go. The very fact that the Mapilim said, we're going! Even though Hashem said don't, immediately contradicts that perfect sense of I'm yours. I'm completely submitting. I don't exist. I have no independent opinions. I have no initiative of my own. I'm totally only your initiative. I'm mevatel l'ritzoni l'ritzoncha. That is how we conquer Eretz. That's how it becomes ours. That's Atam Adekim Hashem Adekim Chayim Kulchem Hagim. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, don't go, they say we're going anyway, obviously, that bittul to the word of Hashem was not there. Then he says a fascinating thing He says, well, look at the end of the parasha. Everybody, of course, makes the juxtaposition of how the beginning of the parasha, we read about the Meraglim, Lasuras Oretz, and then that word appears very rarely in all of Tanakh. And then at the end of the parasha, because, he explains, but before we get to that, I'm sorry to just continue the thought. Indeed, only because Am Yisrael, if we submit that way totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what is this strict judgment all about the land is mitigated for our sake, because we completely submit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only us, only Bnei Yisrael, v'lahem, for Am Yisrael, mishapech midas hadin l'racha. Chassamus is telling us a hugely different idea, but you say the gadol in what's going on. Eretz Echelus Yeshvehi is true. This land, Eretz Yisrael, is not the best, looking at it scientifically, it's not the most beautiful, the best, the most fertile, the most blessed land. No, it's not. On the contrary, it's an Eretz Echelus Yeshvehi. And for all those hundreds, almost 2,000 years, when indeed the land was fallow, lying fallow and abandoned, and swamps and deforestation made the place almost uninhabitable. Almost nobody was interested, and nobody came, and no one was here. Oh, but then Am Yisrael comes, and then for Am Yisrael's sake, suddenly it's different. And the Midas Hadin that inherently is all about the land is mishapech to Midas Aracha. That's Eretz Yisrael. It becomes Toiv Haaretz Ma'oid Ma'oid, you know, not objectively, because that's how it is, you know, we take scientifically, you know, and empirically prove it. No! Chalila! Adarava, it's even greater what now we understand is that Toiv Haaretz Ma'oid Ma'oid, for us, and only for us. That's why it's so good. Tailor made for Am Yisrael, this land is. Tailor made. There's a Medrash that, by the way, says it just that way. There's a Medrash that says, I don't remember, a marshal of kings, and he has vast holdings, and amongst his holdings he has, of course, his men servants, the young girls, and the servants, the young men, the slaves, and he's looking about foreign nations and neighbors to do shidduchim, you know, to bring, you know, young men, capable young men, and buy slaves to marry the maidservants and young maidens to marry slaves, until he realizes, he says, what am I doing? He says, I have all these young charges, male, and I have others, female. I should bring them together. And, right? So Kesh Baruch Hu says, I have my people, Am Yisrael, and I have my special, unique place, Eretz Yisrael. They fit perfectly together, one with the other, don't they? But that's what makes it Toiv Haaretz Ma'oid Ma'oid. That whatever challenges there are here, and there are challenges, materially challenges, scientifically challenges, agriculturally challenges, yeah, but they're all overcome. And overcome when the Kodesh Baruch Hu says they're to be overcome. For whose sake? Am Yisrael's sake. V'lahem mishapech midas hadin l'rach. It is an Eretz Eicheles Yashvel that is not a lie. The Meraglim were saying as Lashon Hara, because they meant to use that to say, we can't change that. That's where they were mistaken. And that's how we have to look at Eretz Yisrael. We have to look at Eretz Yisrael and say, oh, the challenges of being here, all kinds of challenges, geopolitical challenges, material, economic challenges. And now, obviously, challenges. Yeah, that's right. So we have to submit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, as a people and as individuals, personally. Completely be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that is key to turning this din, because he says, Ein zekiyim beis elokim. It's a land al dina kaima. But Am Yisrael turns that midas hadin into rachma. Then he says, V'lochein bos michas parshas tzitzis with mitzvah tchelis achar maisezu. That's why the next mitzvah in the Torah is specifically, or at the end of the parsha, the next mitzvah is something is about yayin and the sochin for the karbonis. But at the end of the parsha, proximal to and near the mitzvah of tzitzis and tchelis, achar maisezu, ki hatchelis roimeiz lemidas hadin. Tichlo, Rashi brings it. Tchelis is tichlo. Tichlo always means lasan shikul, death, destruction. And indeed, we're supposed to remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Becherei Mitzrayim, the Shikul Kol Bechor, in one moment, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is what follows after Mitzvah Tzitzis, is again the Mitzvah of Zichiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Tchelis literally means forces of destruction, the Gemara says, and the idea of wrapping Psul Tchelis Lios Mechubor Midas Adin Bechesed Shlo Lahafrid Beinehem. The whole point of wrapping the Tchelis about the loved ones is that we're not going to say, I'm scared of Din, and because I'm scared of Din, I'm going to respond to it by running away. And in this case, it means running away from Eretz Yisrael. No. I know that I have the ability of bringing about a turn where this Din is overwhelmed by and becomes a part of Chesed. And that's why the word is Psil Techeles, because Psil always means something very tightly associated. As in, Naftule Elikin Niftalti. Rashi says, Hischabarti Im Achoisti. What is it when the din of a Klicheres, if it's sealed tight, then even if it's an oil and mess, the tumor doesn't invade, doesn't affect it. If it's what? If the psil, meaning if the tight, what is it called, a bungee, a tight cork, is on it, sealed, then somebody Pasil alav, it's spared from tumah. So that's why it's called psil tcheles, because you have to bind that din tightly to the lavan, because that way lelahatri beneh, don't separate between them. You have to accept din, but you have to see to it that the din is turned into rachem. Uksiv v'hayo lachem l'tzitzis. You, Am Yisrael, are capable of doing. This is what he means. I wrote this k'mesh kastafi b'makam achah. He says. Lachem litzitz, that midas hadin, particularly here in Eretz Yisrael, you can turn it into rach. Lachem litzitz, v'lacherim mesame es einam. For others, it just blinds their eyes. They can't see. Urisim oisek, you can see that. You can see that happen and make it happen. For others, it just blinds them. They're not able to see. They're not able to see because ultimately they're condemned. Condemned because of this. Val zeksiv, for that reason it says, mayokar chazdecha lekim. Say this, many of us say this in the psukim after being Masafek Petzitzis. How precious is your chesed elokim? Ki midas ha-chesed hu lakol. Everybody is shown chesed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every living creature is given what it needs. Avaluzka is l'chazdecha elokim, that even din is bound up with and has and is suffused with chesed, zen nitin rak l'vnei Yisrael. And again, when it was Zeicha, we're able to do that. I'll conclude with a story which I read. It's in Tufchei Aviyu of Zilberstein, and it's again printed again in Aleinu L'Shaveach, of a young bacher, a yeshiva bacher, who was suffering cancer and eventually had to have chemotherapy and had to have sterile conditions, and they told him, don't wait. It's the same story. And he had them dry cleaned and cleaned perfectly and said, no, I insist, I have to wear my tzitzis. They said, the nurses said, can't, we're sorry. In order to go into the room for chemotherapy, it has to be sans your beged tzitzis. The boy said, I can't spend those 3 hours. I can't do it. And the nurse says, we're sorry. And he sat there 1 hour, 2 hours. They wouldn't take him. He wouldn't have chemotherapy. Till one of the major doctor there on the floor asked the young man, what's happening? Why aren't you being treated? And he says, look, they're insisting. I had it cleaned, just dry cleaned and taken out. It's got no dirt, but they're insisting that I not wear it because of the protocol for germ-free environments during the chemotherapy. The doctor says, wait here, let me. Goes in, comes back a few minutes later, trembling. Come, you can come in with your sits. After the chemotherapy treatment, this doctor, he says, I'm not observant. He was not yet an observant Jew. He said, but if they had given you that which they had prepared, that they were about to transfuse you with, you have been infused with what would conceivably have taken your life. That's how dangerous it was. It was the wrong infusion, completely wrong infusion. And because you insisted not to receive this chemotherapy today because of your insistence, your life, your situation, maybe your life was saved or certainly drastic illness avoided. P.S. The boy, Baruch Hashem, survived today. Avraham Shalayim, he has large family, Baruch Hashem. So it's din to be not well in the hospital, but a chesed, the ultimate situation of din. But his and sister's fatitis turned that situation into a setting for Hashem's ultimate rachman. And that's what we are able to do in Eretz Yisrael. With all of its challenges, yeah, it's challenges, and nobody else could rise up to and meet the challenges and survive. No one's going to flourish here, but I'm used to we will, because we're mahapach. All of that which otherwise is impossible for any people to live with here, we're mahapach that din, in terachamim, here in the Eretz Yisrael.